I think anyone in the normal world would see that as being something you're disgusted by. Here was a whole lot of soldiers brutally murdered in London, and we should be letting the judicial system deal with it and the system, but you don't celebrate it. You know, it's dancing on their graves, and it's at a time when we've opened up all the sores to the families. And as you know, I'm quite close to some of them as well.
And just for some of our listeners who wouldn't know that, how were you close to
I was in the Household Cavalry in the Blues and Royals in the early 1980s. I was best man to Anthony Daly, who was the young officer killed on that day with the other three. I had been trained by Corporal Major Bright, who was probably one of the most dynamic and sort of wonderful soldiers and a real family man. And, Anthony had actually swapped with another officer that morning. Just to help him out and let him do something. So these were, normal people. Yes, they're in uniform, but that is no excuse.
And just how insulting is this Sinn Féin celebration this weekend to the families of those who were killed in the Hyde Park bomb?
It's about as low as you can get. And here we are trying to pull in Northern Ireland a system together where we work together. And we keep on having these sort of things done, not just from one side, but from the other. I want to see Northern Ireland working, a really thriving country where everyone has a shared future. And here we are with this sort of thing. It just puts us back. But it's an insult to the families, and they will just be absolutely horrified.
And during the course of the last few days, we have never heard from John Downey. Would you call on him to come out and speak out and say something?
I would love to hear him saying that he's deeply sorry. He wished he'd never been involved with that. We need something in that line, but we never, I'm afraid, really get it from that side of the coin at all. And we've got to find a way of moving forward. We've got to find a way of all living together, all respecting each other's traditions. And this doesn't help. So yes, but it'd be good of him to come out, say he was sorry, he regrets what he's done.
And I suppose you would call on Sinn Féin not to have this homecoming this weekend.
I would call on them. And we've heard in the past Martin McGuinness say we need better leadership from the unionists. Here we need the greatest leadership from his side of the coin to stop something like this is happening and actually lead us forward. And we've got to avoid point scoring when we've got elections coming. Let's build a decent society.